From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Seven die in Indonesia terrorist strike. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a series of attacks in an upscale neighborhood in Jakarta, Indonesia. The bomb and gun attacks left seven people dead, including all five of the attackers. Foreigners were among 20 people wounded. Turkey's president says military operations will intensify against the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, after it is blamed for a car bombing at a police headquarters. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising there'll be no end to military operations against the PKK until it's eradicated. Erdogan spoke in response to the bombing of the police headquarters Wednesday in the Diyarbakir province in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast. The government blamed the attack on the rebels. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announced the army has carried out a sustained bombardment against Islamic State militant targets in Syria and Iraq in response to the suicide attack on foreign tourists Tuesday in Istanbul. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The World Health Organization has announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all three countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak are now considered Ebola-free. The WHO announcement came Thursday after 42 days without new reported cases in Liberia. A United Nations study released this week says the number of people migrating to foreign countries surged by 41% in the last 15 years. The study puts the number of migrants in 2015 at 244 million. Of those people, 20 million were refugees. The UN is planning a series of meetings to address migration. This is VOA News.